Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present.
Are you there?
One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was so taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe.
I've done quite a bit of reading on it. I actually have a friend of mine who's a very avid sports fan, and he lives in Florida. He's a fan of the Rays, in fact.
Cardiovascular health, immune health,
and there's some evidence that suggests that the relationship, first of all,
she's not 14 anymore. I had more energy in about 20 minutes.
She's like 19 with a kid.
Get yours today at cgrwellness.com.
And the kid's not his.
Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more.
The social media now has come out, her actual current social media, and it shows she's 19 years old running around in miniskirts with a child.
Welcome.
And the kid's not hers.
Chosen Generation.
And so, apparently, he was 17 and she was 13.
A royal priesthood, a holy nation,
or something along that line when they were together, or even maybe 15. I don't know. But he's 22 now, so 3 years difference.
But are now the people.
Hang on a minute. We're coming in.
Obtained mercy, but
so I don't know. There's more to the story that's coming out. It's beginning to look to me more like a Duke lacrosse kind of a deal or a Tawana Brawley, you know?
And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And then the question is, you know, how should the response be then if the evidence doesn't support the charges? All right, here we go. There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. And if you missed any parts of our previous hours, we are in the process of getting those videos up at our website. You can go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and click on Show Archives, and there are links right there at the very beginning. One of them goes directly to our Rumble channel, and we're putting the videos out right now. Rabbi Mencken and the interview we just finished with Robert Woodson Sr. Should both be up here shortly, and we'll have you'll have access to be able to watch those again, as well as the one we're going to be doing right now with my friend John Euler, who is joining us here on the program. And let me get John over here onto the screen. Hey, John, welcome.
Greg, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks. So the topic that was presented before us is the issue of Wander Cruz and the Rays, and there's some interesting information. Let's see, Total Pro Sports. This is from an article posted 17 hours ago. New details appear to suggest Wander Franco is being set up by supposed 14-year-old minor who's claiming they're in a relationship. And then there are Juan Carlos Sampson has put up pictures of her, and she's holding a 2-year-old. And appears that she's 19. She has a daughter that appears to be around 18 to 24 months. She's not a 14-year-old, which was apparently not. So her original claim, as I understand it, is that he's 22, she's 14, and so he's having an inappropriate relationship with her. Now it's beginning to appear that not so fast. She's 18, maybe 19, and has a kid. By the way, a kid that's not his. And the relationship that they had was back when he was a minor and she was a minor. And according to this report, it was with the consent of both families. New reports now alleging Wander had been with the alleged girl when he was 17 and she was 13. The relationship was repeatedly approved by the family, but he would stop the relationship before he turned 18. In other words, it was understood that, hey, once you turn 18, then this you're going to have to wait until she's of age because it can't continue. The plot thickens, doesn't it?
Apparently so.
So, if that's true, and now there is an investigation in another country, where they have access to eyewitnesses and so forth, but. And apparently now there's someone else that's come out that's made a comment about a relationship. But that person, it seems, is 18. I don't know. Anyway, if this turns out to be the case, and it was more of a shakedown than what have you, how would you advise the Rays to handle that? What would be your thought?
Well, if it happened while they were minors, I think that should be handled one way, and it sounds like that probably is the case. Our society is schizophrenic. There's no other way to put it. And the fact that I guess I'm in my 15th year now of working with sex offenders, men who've offended, there's a wide variety of offenses that can cause someone to be locked up and therefore be mandated into treatment. You've got about eight categories. He would fit into one. Let's say he was over the age of 18, and let's say she was 15. And let's say it started when she was 14 and he was 17. Well, 14 and a 17-year-old, we may have the king and queen of the homecoming prom.
Absolutely.
And that's how schizophrenic our society is. So they, where they were applauded the year before, all of a sudden now he can be arrested. So in a certain category, you have what's called the, or I call, but a lot of the inmates when I worked in the Pennsylvania Department of Correction, there's a term called the young and the dumb. Okay, so they are not necessarily predatorial.
Right.
But they were just idiots, the guy that ends up. Well, now, and that's not a pejorative term. It means that he wasn't thinking clearly, and he should have moved on to
somebody. He should have gotten out of that relationship as soon as he turned 18, as is suggested in this article, that, hey, once you get to 18, you've got to be done. You got to be through. Now, you know, and that we don't know, but it is possible.
Greg, let me speak to that, because we're probably talking to some parents right now of sons who are seniors or 12th grade, depending upon what country you're in. So they've just turned, or they're going to turn 18, maybe in October or November.
Yeah.
Yet they're seniors.
Yeah.
And so the girl that they've been dating, let's say for 2 years, I would strongly recommend the parents pull the young man aside and help that kid understand. And schools need to do this, but schools don't. They're too busy bringing in drag queen story hour and drag queens to sexualize the kids and sexually deviant material from the SOGI sex ed, the trans movement stuff. So we sexualize these kids, and then we wonder why there's an increase in sexual assaults. But so when you have a young man who's still in high school, do you really think, all things being equal, do you think he's figured out, because he's still in high school, that suddenly he's in a different category legally, potentially? And most seniors in high school don't think like that.
Absolutely.
And so it's a setup, unfortunately. And I'm not defending the guys, but it's very different than, let's say, the men that are perping, and including the movie Sound of Freedom.
Right.
So you have a wide spectrum, wide variety of sex offenses.
Well, and let's be honest, right? The freshman girl, the sophomore girl, I mean, who's her target? Who does she want to be seen on the arm of? A senior. I mean, that's status. She wants to be the girlfriend of a senior boy. And so now, I know in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, we have, I think it's either a 3 or 4 year statute. In other words, so that if a boy turns 18 and he's dating a 15 year old, he's safe in Texas. Now, all states don't have those rules. And I know there were people, and I commented on it too. I know there are people who are concerned that, now, because it does. It opens up this Pandora's box. On the one hand, if you have a good kid who, I knew guys in high school who were dating, seniors that dated sophomores. Matter of fact, I know some guys today, that I've bumped into at a high school, reunion, right? And the wife's, 2-3 years younger than he is. My wife, by the way, is almost 6 years younger than me. We got married when she was 18. So, I'll tell you another thing, and a sad story. When my first radio show was syndicated, there was a guy that was one of the employees of that syndication company, and this was in Colorado. Colorado changed its laws, and retroactively, he had been in a relationship when he was a young man, and there was a 2 or 3 year difference. And when he turned 18, she was 15, and the parents didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as he turned 18, they filed against him. With their daughter crying and all the drama associated with that. He ended up being charged because the parents pushed the charges. He got a commuted sentence, and he went through all of that and so on. But it was still hanging out there because it was there. So now, 25 years later, the state of Colorado changes the laws. And if you ever in your life had a sex-related charge in your record, you now had to become a mandatory report. You had to report yourself. Killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He committed suicide. Because suddenly the house that he had lived in, raised a family in, been a dad, all of that, was near a school. And he had to go report and then move out of his home, away from his wife, away from his family. And when asked why, he had to say, because it was out in public. If you looked it up now, you would see that his name was going to be listed as a registered sex offender. Terrible. Terribly sad.
Yeah, it's not an easy topic. Right. No. You look at what's going on. I want to know, for instance, why we have not heard of any names being charged, those that visited more than once on Epstein Island.
Yep.
So you have significant issues, significant perpetration, sex trafficking. Yet then you have situations like this where a guy made a stupid decision, foolish decision when he was 18, yet now it destroys his life. So we really have, we've heard the term two-tiered justice system, but it really is sad. And to do a blanket law like that really can end up doing this kind of harm. Now, I am not against doing away with the registry, but things need to be assessed properly. Because somebody like that is not a risk.
Right.
But you have men, trust me, I have them in my sex offender treatment mm-hmm. groups right now, that they know how to play on the edge well enough.
Yep.
And you find out, I get a call from the parole officer saying, oh, he's not going to be in your group anymore. What happened? Well, we checked and he has two phones. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know why they have two phones? Right. Or how many of the guys that I deal with, they're on their 11th number as far as literal phone number. Oh, the classic thing is, Ms. Euler, my phone got wet. It dropped in the toilet. Really? Mm. And so I tell them, well, you probably shouldn't have your phone with you in the bathroom, should you? First of all, they're lying through their teeth. But secondly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the kind of guys that you worry about, the guys that attend furries. Okay, these are the deviant guys that should be on the registry. What, all guys that attend furries? Well, a lot of them are sex offenders, quite frankly. But those that are a clear threat, right? But in that particular case, right, that's heartbreaking.
Well, I've said this on the program before, right? Just and not on a different topic area, but you know, as an employer, right? You have an employee handbook. Why? Well, you don't have an employee handbook for the guys that show up every day and do their job and are there because they're committed to making the company a success and are with you. You have an employee handbook because of the guys that are on the fringe that are working for you, because of the people that are working in your operation that are going to test the limits. And so the law says you have to have given them a guideline, otherwise you can't get rid of them. Or if you have at-will employment, but you still run the risk of somebody coming back and filing a suit against you if you don't have some justifiable reason for why you've cut them loose. Rules, laws, as our founders said, the rules and the laws are for the good people. Or are not for the good people, but they only apply to the good people because the good people are the only ones that are going to follow them. I want to shift, and I know this is something you've really talked a lot about, and that is the trans issue. Chloe Cole has filed a lawsuit against the people that were responsible for giving her as a child this horrific counsel. And
yeah, Kaiser Permanente, the health system out in California.
Yeah. Talk to me about how dangerous is, for example, I had a guest on in the first hour. We talked about the California law. In your professional opinion, how dangerous is that California law?
Is that the sanctuary?
Yes.
State law?
Yes.
Well, it's legalized kidnapping. For instance, you used to be able to, I would imagine still now, if you harbor a runaway, so you have a teenage kid and his or her schoolmate is runaway. Let's say they climb into, you know, they've snuck, so your kid snuck his or her friend into their bedroom. You awaken, you find out, oh, so let's say it's just, you have a daughter and her friend ran away and you awaken to your daughter and her friend and they've spent the night.
Right.
Okay, what are you supposed to do? You'd better get in touch with the parents or you'd better find out, because if you find out that this is a runaway, you could be charged with harboring a runaway and I'll potentially kidnap it. You can be charged with all sorts of things. Okay. But suddenly in California, it is now legal if that child runs away. Now, why is the child going to run away? May or may not be something happening at home, but how about that they've been online? They've been on these different sites that have begun to capture their minds and their emotions, just like cults will. Really, so they're being groomed.
Yeah.
So you have this child that has a secret life going on, meaning you've got a perp, financial or medical or sexual perpetrator, typically a sexual perpetrator, that's going to begin to have a secret relationship, just like in California and other states now. The schools don't have to tell you if your child is, quote unquote, transitioning. So all things being equal, let's say this grooming is taking place, the kid becomes disgruntled, and the perpetrator is saying, you know what? I really think you're trans as well, so come with me. You don't have to stay under those rules. Your parents don't understand you, so they do the divide and conquer. And as a matter of fact, if you want to transition, we can help you do that safely. So obviously that had been a year in the making, 2 years in the making, and so they can arrange to pick that kid up, arrange a drop-off place. The kid gets in the car, and now somebody over the age of 16 who has a driver's license, who probably is over the age of 18, probably an adult, who probably has their own credit card and financial means to pay for gas, picks the kid up and drives them across state lines. And as soon as they pass the sign that says, "Welcome to California," the parents can't get the kid back. You now can harbor this kid and arrange for them to go to Kaiser Permanente and get the breast removed. and the parents can't do a darn thing about it. This is legalized kidnapping. It is a predator's perfect law. And it makes sense that Scott Weiner, interesting last name, comes out of San Francisco near Nancy Pelosi's district, is the same one that pushed the law where in California, if you're a 24-year-old man, a gay perpetrator, a gay predator, think about the age of 24, that's beyond college. You can find a 15-year-old, what age is that, freshman? And you can do anal, you can sodomize him, you can anally rape him, and you will not be put on the registry, by the way. You can take a plea deal and never end up with a sex offense. So that kind of age gap now is legal in California. So all these things tend to go together. It's the perfect Predator Protection Act. That's what these things need to be called.
And you have a place to take them and hide.
Correct.
Practically, for all intents and purposes, you're hiding in plain sight. And no one is able to stop you. I mean, nobody's able to really step up and do anything about it, because if somebody says something about it, you have the full force defense of the law.
Right. North Carolina, the legislature overrode the veto of the governor. So now North Carolina is a protective state when it comes to this diabolical medical treatment. They want to call it affirming care. Now, what does affirming care mean? And all parents need to understand this. Okay, the trans movement is the world's most dangerous thing as far as targeting kids. They mean business, literally. They are very serious, those that are pushing this. And parents need to understand that the trans movement is a moving sidewalk. That once a kid enters that moving sidewalk at whatever point, whether social transitioning, if your child is already starting to reference pronouns, you have a problem on your hand. You better act quickly. You better act soon. Meaning somebody's coaching this kid. Somebody is grooming your child. The further into this stuff they get, the social transitioning, where they're starting to cross-dress, your child is being sucked into a system that is designed to incrementally take them further and further, and your child will eventually want puberty blockers if they're young. That's usually what the parents are doing. Mm-hmm. Or opposite sex, wrong sex, cross-sex hormones, that's going to screw them up, including, here's what's guaranteed, your child will be sterilized very quickly on these medications, on these cross-sex hormones. Right. Parents, you will no longer be grandparents of that child, meaning that child will never produce grandchildren for you. I want you to know that. Then the next step is somebody's going to arrange to have your child have their sex organs chopped off.
That's the trans movement. If you're a parent and you're facing this and you're beginning to see these signs and you're pulling your hair out saying, what in the world do I do? Go to survivorsupport.net. Go to churchproject.org. There are It's written right on the screen.
Oh, that's
church,
okay. Yeah.
Churchprotect.org. Go to these organizations. There are places there, and I'm going to have to jump here because my India people are going to be waiting on me. But there are tools that are available to you at these websites, survivorsupport.net, churchprotect.org.
Unmasking the trans movement. Yeah. .com. That'll be the most important one. Unmask. We're here to unmask the trans movement. So unmasking the trans movement.com. We have a lot of podcasts.
All right, I've got to jump. I've got people that are waiting on me in India for a beautiful service that's going to happen there momentarily. Oh, John, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks for continuing to talk about this important topic and this issue. And, you know, we'll pray that the truth comes out on this whole Wander situation, Wander Franco. And you know, because I would hate to think that it is someone that is making up a story that potentially could destroy a young man's life.
That's right.
Those are serious consequences, and I hope that that's not the case. Take care, my friend. Nice to see you.
It's always good. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take our break. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Greg, thank you.
You bet.
Good.
Hey, okay. Thank you, John. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.